Laureen Gilbert is a financial advisor with and securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, and welcome to a Wednesday smack dab in the middle of the week edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted to have you with us today, as we do each and every Wednesday. We welcome the award-winning president and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services in for the Wealthwise moment, Laureen Gilbert, with us this morning. Good morning, Laureen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ed. Doing well. Good. How about yourself?
Having a fantastic day. For some reason, I am energized today and feeling great. Well, it's always that case with me, but I'm feeling great. Energized, feeling good. Vacation's over, ready for 2023, and ready to move forward and just plow through this year. How are you?
I'm ready for the year.
All right.
It's here.
Yeah. So before the year started, you got a little skiing in, which actually refreshes the soul. It's long known that skiing refreshes your soul for the new year.
Well, it is. It's fantastic. And I'm very grateful that I had some good ski days out in Colorado. And we had our Wealthwise retreat, and now we're ready to go for the year.
Excellent, excellent. And we're ready to go with you for the year. Let's go with the talking about starting Friday. It's earnings season. So if it's about to be football season, most of the teams have like practices going. They've got things to prepare for. What does the beginning of earnings season mean for you?
Well, it gives us an indication of how companies are been doing, as well as get guidance from companies on what they expect going forward. And we always start out earnings season with the big banks. And so we're going to have a number of announcements on Friday as we start the new earnings season. The earnings season always starts with the banks. And what we're expecting is to see high single-digit earnings declines in Q4. So what we're going to be hearing about is in Q4. And I want to prepare everybody that we're expecting decline on earnings in Q4. However, on the positive note, we're expecting it to return to a growth starting in Q1. So what they're going to be reporting on is what's already happened. And we do think that they're going to be, earnings declines. But going forward, I think we're going to hear some more positive things going forward.
Okay. And is it essential, or is it as important for it to grow as much in the first quarter here as it declined in the last quarter of 2022?
Well, it's important, in other words, for us to see stabilization and to see that companies are able to be profitable and kind of move forward. And that sets the tone for 2023. So I think, it's definitely, I think it's expected that we're going to see those earnings declines. That's all expected. And what investors need to remember is that's kind of old news. That's already happened. It's really a matter of looking forward and seeing what the guidance is going forward.
Okay. And we suffered through incredibly high inflation last year. How will inflation and money supply affect the first quarter this year? What are you thinking for inflation?
Right. Tomorrow is a big day, Ed. And actually, the market has been up, year to date. Things are up and doing well. And even this morning, the markets were up. And that is on the expectation that inflation numbers are going down. And with that, meaning that the Fed would be able to pause on rate increases. So just to go back a little bit, in November, the actual number on CPI was 7.1%. The expectation was actually 7.5. Tomorrow's number is expected to be 6.5%. So we're from November of 7.1, we're expecting December to be 6.5. Now, remember with that, what that means is if we see these consistent numbers coming down, then the Federal Reserve will pause. So we are expecting one more rate increase of 25 basis points. And then hopefully a pause. But what the various presidents have been clear about is that pause, they're saying, is going to be longer than the market expects. So the market right now is expecting rate decreases to start happening at the end of 2023. They're trying to say, look, it's going to be a while. And so, the average length of holding the rates is about 11 months. So if we see the last rate hike come in February, right, which is what we're hoping, of 25 basis points, and then you get 11 months, and that sets it for first quarter of 2024, where they might actually lower rates.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for that explanation as well. You'd mentioned something, it may have been last week or the week before, about internationals having outperformed U.S. Is that going to continue, or what are we looking at there?
Yes. Yeah, so we have already positioned ourselves. We increased at the end of 2022 as we rebalanced portfolios. At the same time, we increased international exposure, both on emerging as well as developed markets. And what we're seeing is that we're seeing the benefit of that now, as we're seeing international stocks are actually doing quite well. And we expect that to continue. So even today, by the way, Euro stocks this morning was up 1%. So the whole idea there is that the ECB just announced yesterday that interest rate increases are going to end shortly. So similar to the United States as well. But in the U.S., they haven't made that announcement yet, and they did announce that through the ECB.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I want to go back. We forgot to talk. I wanted to mention also M2. So the other important part of inflation is the M2 number.
Money supply.
Which has to do money supply. Exactly. Right. You know, cash that's out there. And M2 has declined significantly. So, you know, it swelled up during the pandemic as the government, you know, sent out money to people. Well, that M2 is shrinking, and it's shrinking pretty significantly. The good news about that, Ed, is that that is also a contributor to inflation. As we saw M2 surge, we saw inflation surge. So if we see M2 coming down, we're going to see inflation coming down. All that is great news as far as just economically, and for us not to have the idea of runaway inflation, but in fact for inflation to run away. Instead, you know, not run away up, but go away in a sense. So right. That's what we want.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for circling back to that. A couple of companies that I want to talk about. One is Wells Fargo, a long time, one of the biggest players in the mortgage business. They were scandal ridden for a while, and they're taking a step back from the mortgage business. What does that mean for them? And what does that mean for the rest of us?
Well, Wells Fargo had some great rates, but they were having a very difficult time actually executing on their loans. Mm-hmm. And then as always happens, it's kind of like insurance companies, Ed, where insurance companies, as far as, let's say, property and casualty, home insurers, they'll go in for a while, they'll get a bunch of policies, and then they'll step out and they won't issue any. That often happens with mortgages as well. What I will tell you is that in Q4, loan demand remained steady. It was up about 3% quarter over quarter. And so, you know, that's interesting that the loan demand, even with higher rates, has remained somewhat steady. But I think what they're seeing is that in this environment and what they have on their books already, they don't really want to add a lot more. And so what that means is the other companies, and then you see all these people that were employed over there, they're going to be shifting over the other companies that are doing those mortgages.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. Another company I want to talk about, and someone we reference often, is Goldman. Job cuts have begun at Goldman Sachs, and they're expecting it's a wave to grow to as many as 3,200 layoffs. Is that something we're going to be seeing across the board with financial institutions?
Yes. I mean, that, you know, I've been saying not only financial institutions expect to continue to hear about layoffs. So as far as financial firms, so that the issue is that with the yield curve, which is, by the way, still inverted, indicating a recession most likely this year, but with the yield curve, the way it currently sits, it's actually putting pressure on net interest margins on financial institutions. And so that's a negative. We're going to be hearing about that as banks report. However, the amount of loan loss reserves that banks have been carrying have been significant. And of course, that was, you know, one, there's a requirement for loan loss reserves. But in addition, a lot of the banks were building their loan loss reserves. So it'll be interesting to hear what the banks are saying on Friday regarding, you know, their loan loss reserves, which we know is healthy, as well as how that yield curve is pressuring them on net interest margin.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Perfectly explained, and I appreciate that. What's coming up now? I don't want to pressure you, and I've been asking you the last couple of weeks. You still working on the book every day? A little of this, a little of that?
I'm still working on it. Yes, working okay. on it, okay. and actually working on figuring out the publishing aspect of it, and so talking to literary agents and different people to see about how I'm going to actually publish the book. So very exciting and more to come.
Okay. And tell our audience, please, about your Facebook page and how they can join.
Yeah. It's Wealthwise for Women on our Facebook. And please go in and join our group. And we are providing content and education through there and building a community.
Okay. And if someone wants to... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but if somebody joins your group and they just want to directly reach out to you, you'll respond to them directly?
Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely.
Excellent. Love that. Love that. And how else can we find you?
949-748-1177 or wealthwisefinancial.com.
All right. Well, you've got a busy rest of the week. Inflation tomorrow. Earnings season starts on Friday. Wow.
That's right. Busy week.
Thank you so much for being here. Laureen Gilbert, President and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services, as always, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.